Hey folks, the Field and Garden Podcast is honored to be partnering with the Growing for Market magazine. They have been publishing practical ideas and information for direct market flower and vegetable growers for over 31 years. All the articles are written by farmers who get their hands dirty and know what they're doing. The magazine is still on the same mission as when the Flower Farmer book author Lynn Bozinski founded this magazine back in 1992 to connect growers with the best ideas from other growers. There is dedicated flower content in every magazine, a decade's worth of back issues, and over 1,600 archived articles from writers like Aaron Benzenkang, Gretel Adams, Pamela and Frank Arnowski, and Jonathan and Megan Leese, all available on the website. With 10 new issues every year available on paper, digital, or both, you're guaranteed to find something to fine-tune your farm in Growing for Market. So if you do farmers markets, CSA, farm stands, pick your own, florist sales, or wholesaling, whether you're a commercial grower or you just want to grow like one, subscribe to Growing for Market for the nitty-gritty details of growing, marketing, and the business of local farming. And I have a special offer for you. Use the coupon code WORKSHOP to get 25% off any subscription to the original Farmer to Farmer magazine at growingformarket.com. Hey friends, welcome back to another Field and Garden podcast. It is your friend, Lisa Mason Ziegler, and I'm glad you stopped in. So today's topic is something I'm just getting lots of questions about, and I thought let's just do a little chat about this and maybe it will clear the air and help somebody, right? So it's cool flowers, very early spring planting. And you know, cool flowers, a lot of, back in the beginning when the book first came out several years ago, it was all about people really focused on that it was just about fall planting. But in fact, very early spring planting is another opportunity, and it's the opportunity that pretty much all of us can take advantage of. And so I want to talk a little bit about who should plant, what are we planting, when is that, how to plant it, and the kind of the difference you may see in very early spring plantings if you are also able to plant in the fall. And then at the end, I'll share my number one tip and trick to be able to have great success with the fewest, I don't want to say heartaches, concern, worrying about how you're going to plant as you're sitting in the house with it cold and wet and maybe even snow on the ground outside. Well, you won't have to even worry about that. So let's start at the top first. Let's go back to friends. If you're new here, I would really appreciate it if you would drop a review. Let us know what you're thinking. You can send emails to info@thegardenersworkshop if you have a request for a topic you would like for me to talk about, as well as I invite you to listen to our sister podcast, Seed Talk with Lisa and Lane. And you'll find that on podcast apps everywhere. And Seed Talk and Field and Garden are both brought to you by thegardenersworkshop.com, an online platform where, friends, you will find educational information, your need for tools, seeds, and supplies there, as well as our online library full of great online courses. And there's just a ton of resources there. So I invite you to check it out when you find yourself in need. So now let's talk cool flowers. And I'm just going to assume for this little chit chat that you aren't even familiar with what cool flowers are. Okay. So Cool Flowers is the name of my book that came out several years ago. And it was all about the group of flowers that are known as cool season hardy annuals. Those are annuals that actually, they go through their life cycle in 1 year, but this family likes cool to cold conditions, which is so backwards of anything we've ever learned about annuals. Because when we hear that word annuals, most of us tend to automatically jump to the most common types of annuals, the warm season tender annual. Those are plants like tomatoes and basil and zinnias and sunflowers. Those that are planted after it gets warm and they grow all through the warm season, and then the first cold snap we have, it takes them out. It kills them, right? So that is what we are talking about today, is that family known as cool flowers that are, in fact, cool season hardy annuals. Now, and I can't possibly give you the 411 on all of this in this window of time, so I will put in the show notes a link to go over to what's called the Cool Season Flower Chronicles. That was a video series that I did, and we have piggybacked so many other resources on that page. So I'll put it in the actual show notes, but you would find it over at thegardenersworkshop.com. Go to the resources, the blog, and go to the cool flower category, and it's the very top one that pops up. And you'll find a couple of webinars that you can request there, planting guides you can request there. There's a lot of information about growing this family. What I'm talking about today is just one of those windows of time that it's recommended to plant it. And I'm talking about it because I'm recording this in December. And so it will come out at the perfect time for all of us that want to plant during this time to get started and to actually do it in a timely and manner, right? All right, so who should be planting cool season hardy annuals in very early spring? But let me just back up and define that first, right? So what is very early spring? So often when people hear the word spring, spring means a different time to everybody, right? So here is the equation to figure out when, for this purpose, when very early spring is. You need to know your last expected average frost date. That means an average of like the last 5 to 10 years. Yes, I know the weather's changing, but you have to have somewhere to start, right? So just take an average of that last frost date, and all that information should be readily available on the internet for your area. You know, just put your zip code in and ask that question. So very early spring is 6 to 8 weeks before that last average expected frost date in spring. So for me, that average last date is mid-April. So that means 6 to 8 weeks from that is, guess what, mid-February, Valentine's Day. That is just such a great reminder and marker for us. So that is when we are talking about when very early spring is, and people are already scratching their head and saying, holy cow, I can't plant then. It is still cold outside, or maybe even there's snow on the ground. I know that, friends. If you can, the cold part isn't the problem. Snow on the ground can be, but I've got a trick at the end here of some of a way that people kind of overcome that. But these cool season hardy annuals don't just survive cool to cold conditions. They thrive under those conditions. So let go your fear of the cold. We are the ones that are fearful, not the plants. They tend to do really well when we follow just a few steps here. All right, so very early spring, 6 to 8 weeks before your last spring frost. So that's your homework. You got to find out that date. So who should be planting in very early spring? Well, the reality is that everyone can plant in very early spring. Unlike fall, where you can only fall plant things that are cool season hardy annuals that are actually hardy in your winter area, meaning they'll survive your lowest your lowest temperature, right? Well, flip over to here to very early spring, Everybody can typically plant this. There are people with challenges at this time of the year. You know, I think of our friends up in, you know, Alberta, Canada, and places that are in zone 3 and 4, how they have, you know, snow load at that time of the year, perhaps, and they have a really long wait before it gets warm enough for them to plant their warm season tender annuals. This is the group of plants that really allows people that live in northern regions to get started a little bit earlier than they ever normally would with other types of annuals. But also, those of us that live in the south, I'm in zone 8A, 7B, I'm in the mid-Atlantic of the United States. This is our opportunity to either plant those that are not winter hardy for me, and there are some straw flowers and stock are ones that I only plant in very early spring. They are not also planted in fall. But a lot of the other ones that I plant in the fall could, in fact, be planted again for season extension. So the bottom line is pretty much everybody can plant in very early spring those cool season hardy annuals. So what do you plant? Well, what I recommend is particularly for those of you that are in situations like me where we're in what's considered the South, in the southern region, which means historically we have gone from winter straight into summer with very little, if at all, spring-like conditions, which is what this group of flowers really loves. Right? And that's what really helps them to last longer, bloom longer, all of those things. So because of that, and because I can fall plant almost all the cool flowers, except for those two I previously mentioned and a couple others, very early spring is kind of like a follow-up, backup planting for me. And what I learned through the years of lots of experimenting, when we were in high production, I planted everything I could in the fall, and then I planted everything again in very early spring. And I learned a lot of great lessons. And I highly recommend that if you are a commercial grower, a farmer, and you're looking to ramp up your spring offering, as we all are, because that's the highest demand for flowers, that you need to experiment for this yourself. I cannot tell you which are best for you to do this with. So what I found is that many flowers that I fall plant, when I planted them again in very early spring, the difference in the quality of the plant, and the health of the plant, and how well established they are, that I never very early spring planted them again, because the ones I planted in the fall were so much taller and so much more abundant and so much more pest and disease resistant. And that's all based on the fact that they're so well established when they have to start blooming in very early spring, or in spring, not very early spring. And so some, while yes, I could plant them, yes, I could get some more stems, but it wasn't really worth my time, effort, space, labor, you know, brain juice, all that stuff to actually do it. It just wasn't worth it because my fall was so great. And you have to find that out for your conditions. And that was because my season goes from cold winter to 90 degree afternoons. You know, there is no window of opportunity, unlike their fall planted cohorts that are just hitting the ground running. They just don't even miss a beat. So who should plant in very early spring? Everybody can, but not everybody should. And the further south you are, the more that comes into play. For instance, so often in very early spring, when, you know, I'm talking about it and doing lives and taking questions, people will say, I live in South Carolina. Can I plant Bells of Ireland now, which is one of the cool flowers, right? Well, you can, and they'll grow. But what typically happens is they never get enough time to elongate and grow a stem length that's worth it because of the conditions. On the other hand, my fall planted Bells of Ireland, which by the way, we direct seed, can get to be 36 inches tall out in the field. And so, yes, you can plant Bells of Ireland in very early spring in the South, but they don't end up being worthy as a cut flower. So those are the kind of things that you can only figure out for yourself with your growing skills, with your conditions, and the timing and just a lot of stuff. I totally recommend that people, instead of always being behind the eight ball and saying, is it too late? Can I still squeak it in? Forget what you're trying to squeak in and jump ahead of what is coming up so you get on time. You've got to let something go, and so often it's not even worth doing at the wrong time, right? So all of them are candidates. So we already talked about when to plant. Now, the 6 to 8 week window before your last expected spring frost is typically, for most of us, I would almost say all of us usually have really wet soil at that time of the year. And some of us have frozen soil. Some of us have soil, get beds that are snow covered at that point in time. So that is going to lead me to say to you, here is the part that most people skip, forget, don't realize, and this is what undermines being late. You have to prepare the planting beds for very early spring plantings in the fall or before your soil gets too wet, frozen, or snow-covered to prepare. All right, so that's when you're going to plant, 6 to 8 weeks before your last expected frost date, or up to 6 to 8 weeks. And you will find that the closer you can hit that target, the better your plantings will go on to become, because they have been allowed cool to cold conditions to become actually established before they have to put on the show, right, and start growing flowers. And again, I'll say it again, everybody, no matter where you are, should be focusing on preparing the planting areas for this very early spring planting in the fall at the end of your season. And when I say prepare, we prepare the beds completely, like they're done. Their fertilizer is added, whatever mulch or mulch film, whatever you're going to do, it's like you're just going to walk out there to a finished bed in very early spring and literally plug in the plants, right? And so that brings me to the next question, how to plant. And what I'm referring to is, do you direct seed or do you plant transplants? So this can definitely vary to where you are. So again, you have to experiment. I personally do not do any direct seeding in very early spring, because just think about it for a moment. Very early spring is pretty cold for me. I mean, we're still freezing weather, you know, warm. I mean, not when I say warm, we have sunny afternoons that can warm up, but our nights are still below freezing. Those are not the kind of conditions that seeds actually sprout under. And the whole point of planting 6 to 8 weeks before your last spring frost is to allow plants to get established. Well, if it's just sitting there as a seed, it is going to sit there until the conditions that are conducive to sprouting show up. They're just going to sit there. And of course, things can happen to the seed during that time. But you kind of lose the whole point of trying to have an established plant. So for me, and I know that there is people in areas that can't fall plant, for instance, Bells of Ireland, because they're not winter hardy where they are. You know, you can experiment. I mean, that's how we all get to where we are, right? Is you have to try things. But my practice has always been to only plant transplants in very early spring, so I can walk out with my trays of plants. Sometimes I remember the year, one year, we needed to plant Lysianthus, which is another cool flower, by the way, and we very early spring planted. We had snow. We only had about 6 inches or something. And, I mean, in classic southeastern Virginia weather, you know, it's 60 degrees today, and then it drops, you know, in the teens, and then it snows, and you're frozen for a few days, but then it goes back to, you know, the regular weather of that time of year, which is cold nights, cold days, but you have such bright sunshine, and sometimes you'll have a 60 or 70 degree pop in there, which kind of makes farming crazy. But we prepare our beds in the fall for the very early spring planting. We typically do cover our beds in the biodegradable film. It's called Bio 360, which you can find on our website, and we put the black side up when we make the beds in fall, and that just, you know, gives it to absorb the sun and to help warm up the soil just a smidgen, not really enough to make anything about it, but it's better than not having black. So we make our beds. So we had this snow, and to get the snow to melt, because it was such a sunny period, is I put a silage tarp over top of that bed that was covered in Bio 360, ready and to roll to be planted, but it had snow on it. So about 3 or 4 days before, with this sunny weather, I just laid a silage tarp on it, and that just really helped to melt the snow a lot quicker. And that really, really worked well. And then it may not have melted it all completely, but it loosened it up enough that literally Bobo swept the snow off the top of the bed with a big push broom very carefully. But we got the snow off the bed. We planted stock. We planted Lysianthus. They absolutely loved the cold soil. And we always hoop and row cover our very early spring plantings because of this crazy weather, of how it can be super cold and then it can heat up. The row cover just helps to kind of tone it so that the swing is not quite so severe for those plants. So the moral to the story of very early spring planting is I plant transplants to embrace the cool flowers concept to the maximum. And, you know, you do what you have to do to be able to plant on time and to have those beds ready and waiting. So what about the results of planting in very early spring? So what is the big difference between very early spring and fall, and even winter planting for those people that don't, their ground doesn't freeze? So a couple of notes. If you live in areas that does have heavy snow load up, you know, in the northern portion of the world where you have deep snow, frigid temperatures all fall winter long, you're not somebody that's going to be able to fall plant. This group of flowers are the flowers that you can get your garden started with so much earlier than the warm season tender annuals, right? I mean, you can get these guys in the ground. You just have to scratch your head and figure out how best, based on your conditions, to be able to do that. And I have heard a lot of great tips, which I'll share that tip with you in just a second here. So people with really cold winters and deep snow load, this group of flowers, to be able to figure out how to get them in the ground as close to that 6 to 8 week window, has a great benefit to get your gardening season going even earlier. And if you're in the South like I am, as I mentioned earlier, there are repeating some of those flowers that were fall planted is going to turn out to work well for you, and some are not. A couple that work well enough that it does extend the season for me, and they're such in-demand flowers, is Bupleurum and Sweet William. The Amazon series is what I grow for Sweet William. Both of those I can sell and use every single week that we can cut them. So normally, if they're 30 inches from fall planting, or the Bouplerm will be 48 to 50 inches. But if they're, 24 inches tall, that's tall enough. So you have to experiment for your conditions, for your growing skills, what you can actually plant and how it all works out for you. Another note, Rudbeckias. So we're always trying to get Rudbeckias to bloom later in the summer. Fall planted hardy annual Rudbeckias, which is a big family, and I plant about 7 different ones. They start blooming literally almost for Mother's Day. And that's great for the yellow ones and the green-eyed ones and the brown-eyed ones, but those that have a lot of those different beautiful colors, some of those we'd really like to get later. So I have started planting some of those again in very early spring, which makes them bloom a little bit later, but not much later than the fall planted, and they're definitely shorter. But we have experimented with planting them yet another 4 to 6 weeks after very early spring in our effort to get them to bloom later in the season. And you'll definitely see shorter stems and less of them, but I find them to be worthy here where we are. So the tip that I learned years ago from someone that does live up in, where there's heavy snow load, and they were pretty desperate to want to plant cool flowers on time, and they put their mind to it and did it, is they totally prepared their beds, meaning everything is there in the bed. They prepared their beds with Bio360, so they had that little bit of smidgen of benefit from the black film and also to block any winter weeds from germinating. They made their beds, and then they covered their beds with a silage tarp. Pathway and beds on pathways on both sides of the bed, laid a silage tarp down because they get so much snow in the wintertime. And then once a couple weeks out from when they're ready to plant or their time to plant, they start thinking about looking at weather and taking a gander at their bed. And they're the ones that did that, putting another silage tarp on top of it to heat up what's underneath. And you, of course, have to have very sunny conditions to do this. So they melted the snow on top of that silage tarp, and then they literally just pulled the silage tarp back to reveal the ready and waiting bed that's covered in Bio360 that literally you just pop your plants into. Friends, where there is a will, there is a way. So the starting point, if you're just learning about cool flowers and cool season hardy annuals, is to get the book, go to the resource page that I've referenced below, which is called the Cool Season Flower Chronicles, which is kind of the clearinghouse of a lot of resources for growing cool season hardy annuals. And friends, I just want to tell you, do educated experiments. And when I say educated, that means if you're in zone 5, don't be trying to grow things that aren't winter hardy except to zone 8. That is kind of a gamble. That is not an educated trial. But figuring out how you can plant on time in very early spring based on your conditions, and do stuff to figure out how you can make this work, because I'm telling you, these are some of the most amazing blooms: snapdragon, sweet peas, bells of Ireland, lisianthus, feverfuse, Bouplerum, sweet williams, poppies, saponaria. I mean, there are so many beautiful blooms, and they'd be so worth you figuring out for your area what you need to do and how you need to do it so that you can plant cool flowers in very early spring. And just a note, when do you start your seeds? to be able to plant your transplant 6 to 8 weeks before your last spring frost, you need to count back the number of weeks it takes you to grow a transplant, and that is your seed starting time. And, you know, this falls right when it is the funnest to start seeds indoors, right? I mean, we're talking for me, that's what I'm doing in the 1st of January is I am starting all the seeds for these flowers that I'll be planting out in mid-February or so. So this is not only just a great group of flowers to grow, it allows us to start seeds during that time that we are actually the hungriest to do it. All right, friends, the more and more you learn about these cool season hardy annuals, I will tell you that you're just going to love them more and more and more. Ciao.